a personal journal today on Scribble.
Welcome to Scribble, 30 minutes of conversation, comments, and reviews on reading and writing, editing, publishing, and selling books. I'm Roald Tweet.
And I'm Don Wooten. Who keeps personal journals anymore? Joe Taylor, for one. We'll talk to him about that on Scribble. You aren't really that old, Joe. Journal keeping is something you read about in history. What prompted you to start that?
I don't know what prompted me to start. I think I've been enjoying writing and the written word ever since I was a young boy. As I prepared for our discussion today, I thought back, there's a picture of me standing with my grandfather and grandmother on their farm near Viola. And in my shirt pocket are three or four pens, and I'm holding two or three notebooks in that picture. So I was probably 7 or 8 years old when that photo was taken. So I've enjoyed paper and pencil and writing ever since. So I think it must have been something in my DNA that prompted me to write and communicate and scribble. I love that title of your show, Scribble.
But a journal is a particular kind of writing. What's the difference? It seems to me you could consider a journal just a diary, in a tuxedo.
Well, that's a good way to put it. I think I break all the rules of journaling, however. One of the things that has always kind of hindered me in journaling is the feeling that I needed to write something every day, and it took me a long, long time to realize that you don't. In fact, sometimes I think a writer is better off selecting one or two small things to write about and really do a deep dive and get into detail rather than to try and write about everything that may have happened that day or what you've done or that kind of thing. So my writing varies a great deal, and my journal has a little bit of everything in it. It certainly is my thoughts of the day, what I'm thinking about, but I'll throw in some haiku and some quotes, and I like to call it the stone soup of writing. It's a little bit of everything thrown into my journals. I really like the process of journaling and thinking about what has transpired, and sometimes in my mind I'll even remember things that happened weeks or months or years ago, and so I'll tackle that from a perspective that may be slightly different because of the passage of time.
So do you typically do this at the end of the day then? What's going on today?
Or? I typically would write at the end of the day, yes, and of course it depends on how busy I am too. Like I said, I violate the rules, so some days I may not write about that day on the day it occurred, but I'll write at some point in the near future. I do think it's important to write while it's fresh, but every once in a while these thoughts of things in the past will pop into my mind.
When I was in the Illinois legislature, someone says, aren't you going to write a book about it? And I thought, I hadn't thought about that. So I got a little recorder, and driving home from Springfield, I would record. And then I gave it to my secretary in the local office, had her transcribe it. It was the most relentless drivel I've ever read in my life. Totally uninteresting, so I threw it away and stopped. But they talk about what's important, the destination or the journey. Are you keeping your journal for a purpose? Do you plan to do something with it? Or is it just the act of writing that keeps you going?
My plan is to just do it for myself in the act of writing, and I'm not trying to publish a memoir or anything. It's just for my own personal use, and it allows me to get a perspective on past, present, and in some ways future as you think and look ahead as well. As you noted, Don, I was fortunate enough to go to Africa for a month 35 years ago in 1985, and I did a lot of journaling on that particular trip, but the mistake I made was that it was a very journalistic approach to what I had seen on that trip. And in the 35 years since, many, including Roald, who may recall it, a Midwest writing, I brought him a passage where I said, "Roald, I'm having trouble with this passage and I'm trying to figure out." And Roald gave me some very good advice that it was such a personal moment that he said, "Maybe there just aren't words that will express what you were feeling, Joe." And I've come to accept that role. But what I haven't done and what I work to do more and more is to put my feelings into my writing, to not be so much an objective observer, but to inject what I'm feeling and thinking and putting me into that scene.
So Roald has corrupted you as well. I mean,
he was already corrupted. It was a good essay.
Well,
it was on my bucket list for a long time. Ngorongoro.
And we were there, and I listened to Scribble every Saturday, and so I often hear Don say to Roald that Roald is one that wants everyone to write, and so I think that's a great way to approach the subject.
My problem, and I don't know if you ever had that problem, is I kept a journal, I think, when I was a sophomore. I took a course in philosophy, and my diaries all the way through high school had fizzled after the third day. Today it's the Wednesday. Well, you know, end of entry. But boy, once I got going on a journal, I went back and looked at it, and I'll never read it again. I mean, I philosophize, I pontificate. How do you keep a journal, I don't know how to put it, real and not someday this is going to be great prose and it's going to be published and somebody's going to read it?
I'm not worried about publishing, so that kind of takes that out of the equation. But to your point about, you know, you start writing a journal on Monday and by Wednesday you've stopped, broken the habit already. One thing that I like is not to use New Year's Day and a resolution to write for the whole year. I kind of skip that. Actually, I kind of like this time of year. School is starting again, and you go to the stores, and there's all kinds of new pens and pencils and notebooks and paper out. I think there's nothing better that I like than a blank piece of paper. Maybe it has some lines on it, but to me, there's such an opportunity there to craft some words and write. And so I kind of think anyone that's thinking of journaling, now would be a good time to start. Well, the stores are stocked with all these writing instruments and notebooks, and it's a grand time to think about journaling.
Well, this is a time I think everybody wants to forget if they can. But it is, you know, it is a unique experience we're all having right now. Lived through a pandemic. There's never been anything like this in any of our lives up until this moment. And so, yeah, maybe it's a good idea. But do you go back over your journals and remember things? How do you use them, or do you use them?
My journals are in storage. I keep them in a couple of briefcases. And in preparing for this interview, I did go back and thumb through some of them. Some I don't like at all. Some entries are lists. I think making lists is a good way to approach maybe how to write and how to journal. But I do like going back, and I've gotten out the journals from Africa, and in honor of 35 years ago doing that, I am going to reread those and pay more attention to them and recall what that trip meant for me.
When you go back to a journal, do you find that it corrects your present memory of the time?
I think so. I think it the journal was set down in writing at one point in time, and so it's set in a certain way. And maybe something has changed in my life, or I have a different approach or a different philosophy. And so I look at that entry, and I may think, yeah, that's the way it was. I'm not thinking of it today like it was when it actually happened.
To my alarm, I found my wife had saved some letters I sent to her very early on. And I looked them over and destroyed them. I thought I would not want to leave evidence that my wife was marrying such a callow youth.
Well, I think letter writing in a way is a form of journaling. I remember being in college, and my mom and I would share letters back and forth. And one of my – I went to Illinois State University in Normal, and I remember my mom commenting on one of the letters I wrote was that I was complaining about the high price of gasoline, that it had gone all the way to 59 cents a gallon back in the late 70s. So it helps you really recall some interesting things about life and living.
I hadn't thought of letters as a form of journaling. That's a neat idea, Joel. I mean,
Well, when I went to college, which was in the dark ages, right. we didn't have email and
right.
All these kinds of things. So we would write old-fashioned letters and put a stamp on them and mail them back and forth. And I've collected those letters. They're tucked somewhere in the house. I don't exactly know where, but those mean an awful lot to me now with the passage of time.
Do you write in cursive? Do you print or what?
I write in cursive. I think that I can put it on computer, but I think there's something about the relationship with paper and pen that helps, and so I will. I use cursive writing, handwriting, and that's how I do it.
I think my style changes when I shift to computer. I mean, so I don't do it either because it. Theoretically, it's easier to do it on a computer, but to me, it flattens out my style.
It is easier, but at the same time, I think you look at that screen and it kind of is too, what am I trying to, looks too nice in a way, and I think I'd rather write and get things down, and it doesn't have to look so nice when you're journaling like a computer screen tends to make
right.
you. So I think handwriting gives you a little more freedom. You're not boxed in so much by that screen.
Yeah, I think it's more expressive because, I mean, your handwriting changes a little depending on your particular mood, too. And
correct.
And I think, you know, the material picks that up.
Has your handwriting changed over time, Joe?
It has. I notice as I write today, it's a little more sloppier than it used to be. But I really like to print also. I have good printing, and I'm finding sometimes if it's really an important message, I'll print versus use cursive. And people have commented on that I have nice handwriting.
Boy, I tell you, handwriting and I do not go well. My problem was that when I was writing in cursive, I couldn't write fast enough. My thoughts were racing ahead, and I could not keep up with a pen. And now, of course, I can't read my handwriting at all. And I can't even read my printing. It looks like hieroglyphics. It's just appalling to see how that skill has just completely evaporated, if it ever was truly a skill.
Well, I do have that problem also. I'll find it, but it tends to be a word that I can't – that I've written it so fast and gone over it so quickly that I can't read what that word is. So I have to kind of decipher what my meaning was at that point in time.
Yeah, I have all kinds of telephone numbers on little pieces of paper all over the house. And there's some scratching next to it. I have no idea whose name that is. Is your penmanship perfect, Roel?
It is awful. It is awful. And I blame it on the fact that I always have been a terrible speller. So in front of a class, I'm writing something out on class, a quote from Robert Frost, and I realize I'm not going to be able to spell this next word. So I discover it by really bad handwriting, and that's caught on. Joe, is, you know, you sit down to do your journal at the end of the day, or do you think you're reporting, or you're examining, or you're questioning, or what are you, what's the relationship of the entry to what has the entry is about?
I think it's a little bit of all of those roles, although I'm trying to be less of just a strictly reporter. I don't want to be Joe Friday on Dragnet, right, saying just the facts. I'm trying to put more thought and feeling into what the day has meant to me or what has occurred versus, you know, the sun was out today, I heard the birds singing in the tree. Not that kind of just reporting, but more interpretation of what the day meant. What were the pluses? What were the minuses? And it kind of gives you a good way to kind of put a capstone on the day, if you will, I think, in any way. And like I say, I don't write every day. I don't journal every day. But when I do, I try to make it count the best I can.
Does it become a kind of visual form of meditation?
I try to think, let me take a step back. I don't think of it as meditation, but the reality is it is. You stop and pause and think. I think I'm very much more spiritual in my journal writing than I might be in everyday life because it's given me a chance to pause, to withdraw, to think, to give my day more thought. And so and that is, I would say, as close to meditation as I get.
But putting your thoughts down on in printed or written form is dangerous, I think, because what if somebody reads this? You know, I write a column, and I know people are going to read that, and so I, for the most part, am very judicious in what I write. But to me, it's too revealing. I'm very, very private. I don't think I'd like to have all my thoughts accessible to anybody else. And it seems to me that when you are writing a journal, you are daring.
Well, that is true, and you are. You're being daring. I'm not sure that everything I've written I would want others to read necessarily, but on the other hand, it's a very freeing exercise that where else can I be totally and completely honest other than in my journal and what I'm writing down? And to the point I made earlier, that's where I came up at this point in my life where I had been on this wonderful trip to Africa and almost transformational. I was trying to capture this moment when I knew I had changed as a person and asked Roald for help. I don't think that was anything too embarrassing or too personal, but it certainly was a point in my life where I knew that I had moved from a small town kid to wanting to explore the world more.
When you had him as a student, Roald, was he an exception? Did others keep journals?
I don't really know how many of my students kept journals. I don't think very many of them, but Joe was part of a small group, I think, that did and kept notes and wrote about things like that. Partly because he was really curious about things. I mean, the people were there for other reasons. They had a novel they were going to write or whatever. But are your journal entries full of factual detail of what's gone on or reflection on them, abstract ideas, love, fear?
I'm not so sure it's abstract. It's about what is occurred in the real world, but as I have said before, what I'm trying to do is to move away from just being reporting the facts to getting more feeling. So maybe that is that abstract element you're referring to put a little bit more into it. And I know the only way to journal writing is to write a journal and to practice. And, you know, if you pick up a journal and you can add to it or change it around or make it sound better in future writing. So I guess in that way you can edit and go back and rethink about things. Because time will give you a different perspective.
How much do you worry as you write your journal about the quality of the writing?
I don't. I've been told that when you write, you're a writer, and then when you want to edit, you're the editor. But don't try and do both at
That's
the same
idea.
Time.
Right.
That you write, and if it's sloppy, if it's misspelled, that's okay. The editor will come in
right.
and fix that at some point. So I just try to get it out on paper and then deal with it. I think one of the elements of journaling that I really like is that I seem to be able to understand and analyze things, ideas, thoughts, abstracts, when it's outside of me. When it's inside my head, I kind of limit my thinking. But when I've written it down or somehow got it out of me, I can react to it in different, better ways.
Do you vent? I mean, do you let loose your feelings and frustrations?
I don't know. I'm sure I have at some point in my journals, but I don't really recall doing that. I tend to be rather cool, calm, and collected. So when I vent, it probably happens verbally at the time versus me writing it down in the journal. But I don't really use the journal to vent. I think that would be, as you've noted, Don, that would be very personal, and that would be something that I would perhaps not want others to know or read about.
If you were giving someone advice about keeping a journal, how would you tell them to begin? It seems to me what I'm thinking is, as I sit here listening to you, I'm hearing the titles of chapters on a book on journaling.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. Well, I'm going to tell a story to answer your question. My first tourism job was in Galesburg, Illinois, birthplace of Carl Sandburg. And so I learned a lot about Carl Sandburg and his poetry and writing. And there's a great clip where Edward R. Murrow, the famous journalist, asked Carl Sandburg, "How do you write?" And Sandburg famously says, "Well, you sit down and you put one word right after the other." And that's kind of would be my advice to someone who wants to journal. Take a few minutes, write down, start writing, put one word after the other. You don't have to write for 5 hours if you've got 5 minutes. If you've got a minute or two, write that down. A lot of my journal entries are sentences or sentence fragments. They're a snippet of a thought that I've had, and so I'm trying to capture that, even though it's not complete. I'd probably never get an A in an English class for some of those, but it helps me recall for the future.
Do you ever end up surprised by what you've written?
I think so. I am surprised that I've given topics so much thought. I'm not a bad writer. I'm not a great writer. And again, largely journals are not edited, and so you can. I certainly see areas where I can improve and write better and make them better for the future.
Is there a purpose to your journaling, or how would you characterize it?
Well, my journaling is my attempt to give meaning to the day and analysis to the day, thoughts and issues and what I'm feeling and those kinds of things. So the purpose, and I hinted at this earlier, it's to try and get thoughts that are inside out, get them on paper, and I feel that I can react to them, understand them differently than when they're just kind of rambling around in my head. I think I can better understand those thoughts when they're outside on paper versus just thoughts in my head.
They call that unburdening, don't they?
I don't know. That would be a good phrase to use because I don't feel like I'm have things to unburden, but it certainly does get that out and it frees you up to look at it on paper versus just thinking about it in your head.
Harry Truman was famous for dashing off angry letters. He would write a letter, say exactly what he wanted, put it out to be mailed, and his chief of staff would read the letter and throw it away. And the one time his chief of staff was sick was when he wrote a letter to a critic who had criticized his daughter. And that was it's a good thing the others never got in the public view because apparently there was something about writing a letter and getting it off his chest, and then it was out of his mind. Is there something of that in your journaling?
I think so, because as I said earlier, I'm trying to get it outside of myself. And so I do think there's you can be much freer in a letter, I think, than if someone is sitting down next to you, or even freer in a journal, getting it outside and giving it that thought that you want to give it. So I'm familiar with that letter that President Truman wrote, and it became something of a news item back in the day. So
yeah.
I think you do want to be cautious in how what you write is used and who sees it and what the end point is.
So who reads your journals besides you?
No one has to this day.
Well,
just
you let
me.
Rold see something.
Well, I didn't let Rold see the entire journal. I think that was just, as I recall, I brought in the idea or maybe a few lines.
Right.
I was saying, Rold, I'm having trouble getting over this, explaining this moment in my life. But it's not like I came in with my pack full of journals.
Right.
We're talking about one specific instance, and to a point I made earlier, I think that's a good point of journaling is to not. There was so much that occurred on that trip to Africa, but I'm trying to. I'm still trying to pinpoint better what that moment meant and how it transformed me when during that moment.
Well, you know, you talk about writing and then editing. My curse is that I do them simultaneously. So writing is a stop and start thing for me. It's I can't go forward when I see what I've done.
Well,
when you look back in your journal, are you satisfied?
For the most part, I am. I do believe there are times and instances where I realize, oh, I could do much better. But I think I'm more the writer in my journals than I am an editor. I really don't go back and really try to dress up the writing or the prose or anything like that. I'm looking, I may add to it, I may write a new entry about something, but I tend not to go back and try and edit what I've already written because that what I've written reflects a moment in time. That's how I felt. That's what I saw. That's what I wanted to express. And if I want to change that, I don't want to lose that scene, but I would add to it or write more about it down the road.
Well, we've lost our minute in time. We've been talking to Joe Taylor about keeping a journal, and we hope maybe it'll inspire you to do the same. I'm Don Moot with Roll Tweet. We'll be back next week for the next edition of Scribble.